These people, they're just a little bit more on, at the time when they come here, it seems they were a little more on what I would call it, on the aristocratic side, more on the, you understand? I guess England, they must have just had, when they were over there, must have had more wealth, I guess, than they come. I imagine, I don't know. But you know, the English people today, even if they're not, they're just a little different type of people. If you're straight English, unless you've already gone down, like you're pretty young, but the older English people, they're just a little different type than the German people. Of course, now you know they're all getting together. You probably have noticed. Well, you can. They're more on the aristocratic side, I would call it. What did you call it?
I know what you mean.
They had butlers and they had maids,
right,
and things.
Right. The Germans were more self-sufficient.
Efficient. They seemed like they were more on the.
Well, I've always heard that Germans had a reputation for being hard workers, very fastidious, very neat people.
They were not because I happen to be a German descent, but they were hard-working people, and they were neat and clean. The houses were, maybe they didn't have houses, but it was clean, spick and clean they had.
Do you remember your father speaking any German around the house?
Yes, sir. I can talk German.
Oh, really? Did you talk a little for me?
Well, it's hard to talk unless you would ask a question. I could answer what is so and so.
Oh, let's see.
what would
be the term for your job in German? And somebody who works in oil distribution, is there an equivalent for that in German?
Oh.
Or what would you call a rancher in German? Do you have an equivalent for that?
No, I don't. A ranch.
Well, what about, we were talking about the house, what about the names of some of the different rooms in the house in German?
The different rooms in a house? Well, a room, they called it a Zimmer. Was a room. They didn't call it a room, they called it a Zimmer. Zimmer was a room. And in the kitchen they called it Kicker.
Do you know if your father's German was that Hochdeutsch or Plattdeutsch?
Plattdeutsch. My father was Plattdeutsch. Yeah, he could speak the Plattdeutsch, but we couldn't. We never did talk to him. However, our father, we learned, of course, we haven't spoken any German in years, but we learned our German from our mother. Our father never did speak German to us, but he could speak German. My father could speak German, and he could speak Plattdeutsch, and he could speak Spanish like as good as a Mexican.
Are there a good many Mexicans in this area?
We have a lot of them. We have just lots of them.
I guess you picked up some Spanish.
I picked up some, but I couldn't speak it fluently. My father could speak it fluently. Mm-hmm. As we come along, the Mexicans could always talk pretty good English, and we come along with that.
Mm-hmm. I see. Well, is the Plattdeutsch, is that a dialect?
It's a dialect, exactly. It's a dialect. It's all it is. It's a dialect. I could understand.